237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. And in Kennebunk, where I live, the fog has burnt away. The clouds are beginning to break up a little bit. The sun is out. It's going to be a great day to get out in that yard. The one thing that you got to do this time of the year, not necessarily right now, but as we get into October, keep the grass cut short. And the reason to keep it cut short is so that when the leaves fall and it's windy, there's a better chance of them blowing out of your yard into your neighbor's yard. If your grass is tall, the stem of the leaf is going to stick to the tall grass, and then you'll have to rake it, and that's extra work. So keep it cut on the short side, and that way you'll have less leaves. But the new school of thought, I was in Marysville, Ohio, at the Scotts in July, and they've been doing a lot of research on a lot of different things. And one of the things that they did, they took a half-acre piece of land, and they raked all the leaves off of it and just used straight fertilizer. They took a half-acre piece of land right near it, same area, and mowed the leaves every time they cut the grass and fertilize. In the spring, the area where the leaves had been mowed on the lawn and broken down was thicker and better looking. So this year, when the leaves begin to come down, mow them and leave them right on your lawn. Now, if you've got 2 feet thick, that's a different story. But mow the grass, break it down into dime and nickel-sized pieces, and over the winter, the leaves will break down. They will turn to organic matter, just like compost, and it will make the soil nice and rich and thick. Okay? So that's your tip. Remember it. Mow the leaves. Don't bag them. Grind them up. If you have a lot of them, put them in your vegetable garden. Grind them up and put them in your vegetable garden. You're adding organic matter, like adding peat moss or adding cow manure. So use your pine needles. Use your leaves in your garden. Okay, Tom, let's go to the phone lines. Who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Mike from New Hampshire with a question about cucumbers.
Hey, Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello, Paul.
Hi.
Yes, I have a bush cucumber plant in a container that might have had a mutation on one of its branches from the center common stem that yielded peach-sized, round, green cucumbers that turn a golden yellow color, but they taste like a regular cucumber.
There is, Mike, a lemon, what they call a lemon cucumber, and it grows about the size of a baseball. And they are lemon yellow in color. So it is possible that that's what you got in your plant or it mixed up in your seed.
Well, it's strange because the branch is coming from a common stem and all the other stems are yielding regular rectangular, you know, long, elongated cucumbers.
Yeah.
And why would just one branch yield this type of cucumber, and they're no bigger than an orange? They're not that large.
Well, I'll tell you, stranger things than that have happened, and that's how a lot of shrubbery that you have in your garden are different than what we had 25 years ago. So what I want you to do is allow one of these rounded cucumbers to get as big as possible so that the seed inside will mature. Okay? And then I want you to pick that cucumber, split it in half, dig out all of the seed, clean it, and put them on some paper towels and allow them to dry. And then put them in a paper envelope and save them and plant them next year and see what happens. Because you may run across something very, very unique. Just to give you some idea, you've probably heard of a plant called Euonymus emerald gold or Euonymus emerald gaiety. These are a sport, and this is what you may have. The original Euonymus was a dark green oval leaf plant. A nursery in Ipswich, Massachusetts, called Corliss Brothers. They were out in their fields pruning, pruning their plants to make them thicker and fuller. And out of nowhere, a green and white leaf sport came out. They took a cutting, they rooted it, it grew. They took more cuttings, they tested it in their field to see if it would stay true. It did. They patented the plant. Then the yellow one and green leaf came out. They did the same thing, and they patented both those plants and made $1 million. So you may have found a very unique sport. And the only way you'll know is to save some of that seed. But again, let it get as big as possible. And then once it starts to turn yellow and really is looking tired, cut it off the plant, split it in two, dig out the seeds, wash all the pulp out, put it on some paper towel to dry so that it's totally, totally dry. Put it in a regular envelope that you would send a note to a friend with and keep it where it's going to be dry in your garage or in your basement, and next year plant the seed and see what happens. You may have found something unique that could be worth a lot of money, or it could be the result of bees cross-pollinating and giving you something different. But you won't know till you try the seed next year. So it'll be fun, and you need to let us know how it worked out. Good luck. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from New Hampshire with a question about her orchard.
Good morning. Tell us about your orchards.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning, Paul. I have two questions. I bought an orchid a couple of years ago at a grocery store, and I accidentally left it on a warm radiator. So
okay.
The stem that bears the flowers withered. It turned all yellow and withered, so I cut it off. Will that ever grow another stem?
How about leaves? How do the foliage look?
The foliage looks wonderful. It's nice and green.
Okay. Okay. What size pot is it? Is it in?
It's in about a 6-inch, I'd say.
Okay. What I want you to do is this: that orchid will rebloom. And what you need to do is this. You need to fertilize that plant on a regular basis. And with the orchids that I grow, like you, I get busy. And I don't always remember to feed. So what I use is something called Osmocote. Looks like a little BB. And you're going to put a good tablespoon of the Osmocote right on the top of that pot. It will trickle between the pieces of bark and your soil. And every time you water your orchid, it will be fed for a 3-month period. So write it down on your calendar. For, let's say, write down October 1st, feed your orchid. Then count 3 months. November, December, January. So in January, feed your orchid. Take your orchid plant, put it on a south-facing window. Put it in a plastic saucer. Water it on a regular basis, which should be once a week. And you will have a bloom within the next 3 to 4 months that will begin to form on that plant. So feed it with Osmocote.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
Welcome to Bugs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist from the Rescue College of Insect Knowledge, Dr. Bob Boggs. Bob, we've got Mary from Garden City on the line.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. The summer's here, and my garden's getting eaten alive.
Your call couldn't be more timely. Japanese and Oriental beetles destroy hundreds of varieties of ornamental plants, along with turf grass, nursery stock, greenhouse crops, and fruit. And right now, they're at their worst.
But I'm exhausted. Plucking these persistent pests off my prized plants has me pooped.
Just set up a rescue Japanese and Oriental beetle trap about 30 feet away from your plants and lure the pesky things away.
A trap? Really?
Really. Rescue traps use the science of attraction to make pest control smarter. The trap uses floral scents along with the beetle's natural sex attractant to lure bugs in. It's like being invited to an all-you-could-eat buffet manned by hotties who want to date you, only to discover you just walked into a trap with no exit.
Scary.
It is, if you're a bug.
Find out more about Rescue's Japanese and Oriental Beetle Trap at www.rescue.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Boggs. Time for me to bug out.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. If you have orchids, bring them in the house right now. Clean them up good. Make sure there's no scale or any insects, but bring them in the house, clean them up, put them in a south-facing window, put a tablespoon of Osmocote, and water a couple times a week, especially if it's bark. And if it gets hot and dry, mist the foliage. Just, you know, save an old Windex bottle and really clean it out well. Leave it right near the orchid. And every time you walk by it, give it some good mist on the foliage. And that orchid will be in bloom after the first of the year. They're wonderful. But they need to be fed regularly. And Osmocote, every time you water, a little bit is released to the plant. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Terry from Mass with a question about a fig tree.
A fig tree? Good morning. Is this the edible fig or the indoor fig plant?
It's an outdoor. I bring it in the winter. I've had it for a couple of years, and mm-hmm. I bring it out in the summer. It's in a pot. And I have at least a dozen figs on it, but they're all still green.
Okay. I have a fig tree, like you, and I've picked probably 8 or 10 of them, and there's probably 8 or 10 more, like you, that are green. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave it outside as much sun as possible, until they call for a frost. When they call for a frost, either put it in your garage or bring it inside the house for the evening temperature. And if it's going to be nice, then put it back outside, just like on your porch or your deck or something, and it will ripen. Now, feed that fig every couple of weeks with a liquid food like Miracle-Gro, a fish emulsion or something like that, and it will speed up the overall process. Now, during the winter, I put my fig in my basement. So when your figs are ready and you've picked them, leave the plant outside so that the frost hits the foliage, knocks all the leaves off of your plant, and then put it in your basement or in your garage, someplace where it will be able to go dormant. And you'll leave it there until April. April, bring it back outside, and it will come right back to life for you. I live in Maine, and that's what I do. And mine is 3 years old. They make a purple fig, and they are absolutely wonderful. Now, the one thing that I found is the first year I grew it in maybe like a 12-inch pot, and it just wasn't big enough. So by July, I put it into an 18-inch container. It did much, much better. This past spring, I repotted it into a 24-inch pot. And the difference is incredible. It's doubled in size. It has produced figs nonstop. I don't have to water it as often. So, you know, sometimes if you want to go away for a long weekend, the plant will literally dry out. Putting it in a big pot, it's able to have enough water to last 3 or 4 days without being watered on a regular basis. And I use Osmocote in April, and then I feed it again with Osmocote in July. And when I'm watering all of my other containers with, I use a Miracle-Gro, I hit the fig with the Miracle-Gro, and it this year went from 4 foot to 7. It tripled the amount of branches, and yours can do the same thing. If you live on Cape Cod, you can plant them, and they'll survive the winter. But if you live off Cape, you can either plant them in the ground and then bury them underground with bales of hay, or, like you and me, we bring them inside the house, basement or garage for the winter.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body
and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's fall, and I know a lot of us are thinking about getting ready for spring by planting tulips and daffodils and crocuses and all of the other minor bulbs. But some of us have a problem with moles and with chipmunks and squirrels digging up the bulbs and eating the bulb, either by digging them up or they'll just tunnel underground and eat them. And there is now a product that you can put at the time of planting that will help to keep the rodents from eating all of your bulbs. So I wanted to tell you about that and a few other things this morning. We've asked Bruce Ryan from the Shakeaway Company to tell us about this new product that will really help you. I know at my house, if I plant tulips, if I plant 50, 10 will come up. And when I dig in the ground, there's a big hole, big tunnel, where these animals have gotten in and eaten the bulbs. So this is something that will really help you a great deal. Bruce, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Bruce. Tell us about your product that will help to allow the bulbs to grow and flower in our gardens.
Well, one of the products we have is the Shake Away Repellent Granules for rodents. And the label, you know, we'll say rodent repellent granules. And, you know, they're all fear-based repellents where we actually use predator urine odors and so forth to saturate the granules that you will sprinkle onto the ground. But when we do bulbs, what I suggest people do is actually mix the granules in with the dirt as they're backfilling and putting the dirt back in around the bulb. This is guaranteed then to keep the rodents and any other small critters that would be kind of looking for a free meal or wanting to dig up your freshly planted bulbs. These kind of animals are really kind of attracted to the fresh dirt and everything that you've used when you've disturbed the ground to do this. And it's a great way to protect your bulbs. It'll last because it's actually mixed with the dirt, mixed in around the bulbs themselves. It'll last a very long time. All our repellents are organic based. There's no harm to any animals or children using them, and they're not going to have any adverse effect or anything on the bulbs themselves.
And that's a real, real plus. The other thing, too, is when you're planting bulbs this fall, do not use bone meal. Bone meal is a great fertilizer. It's an old-fashioned product that's been around since your grandmother and maybe her grandmother before her. But the smell of the bone is going to attract the rodents to come into your hole and looking for a food source. Seaweed kelp works very, very well, will do a lot more good than bone meal. So if you can eliminate the bone meal, go to seaweed kelp and then add the Shake Away rodent repellent in your hole, you're going to see that you're going to have much, much better results. Now, Bruce,
that's a good point, Paul. Another thing I like to bring up is to add value to our customers and to move forward. We actually took and put more product in our new packaging. We had a 20-ounce container that we would sell the rodent repellent granules, and we recently increased that to a 28.5-ounce. And we did our three-pound container to a five-pound container, and we did this all at the same time, keeping the cost the same.
So it's the exact same price, so you're getting more for your money.
That's correct.
Now, when I saw you at the trade shows, you were really excited about something new that you have put together. As we get into the fall season and food becomes scarce, the deer will start to move around, and you'll develop a new product to keep the deer from destroying all your shrubbery.
That's true, Paul. What we really did was looked at what people were experiencing and some of the problems they had during the winter months, especially when, you know, deer who are sort of a real natural browser that loves anything green, especially as they move into winter and their natural habitat becomes devoid of those type of food. So your evergreens and your plants that you have that still keep a leaf or anything that the deer would find nutritious really need to be protected during the winter. And a lot of times, a lot of the repellents that we have are either sprayed on or put on into ground applications where if you up here in the Northeast, for instance, we get a couple inches to feet of snow, then basically your ground cover that you put on is under the snow and no longer effective to the predators. So what we did was created our 90-day single pack, and we put them in a separate packaging now where a person can try one without spending a lot of money. And, you know, as the name implies, these bags will actually last up to 90 days. And we suggest that you can actually tie them onto the branch of a shrub that you want protected, or use stakes. I love to use like a garden stake that you might use for your tomato, and I put them into my area that I want protected and put the 90-day pack on it. And this will actually work. We have it in our packaging that it will cover an 8-foot radius. So it'll actually protect a very large area, and it'll keep the deer away from the plants. And how they work are based on our deer repellent granules that we've had before in our loose containers. The same way, it's a fear-based repellent that actually makes the deer think that there is coyotes present. And as we all know, coyotes are a natural predator of deer, and they actually kind of just figure that coyotes have taken residence in that area, and they'll kind of move on to safer pickings.
Yeah, this is a great idea, because you think about last year in the Northeast, in New England, in Maine, in Connecticut, and especially Connecticut, man, they got buried with snow last year. So if you put down a repellent and you get 2-3 feet of snow, it's not going to do any good. So you take a packet like this, looks like a giant tea bag, and you either put it on a stake or tie it directly on the plant. It's out of the snow line, and when they are feeding, they're going to smell it, and it's going to help to keep them away. So like for arborvitae, if you have holly, deer love holly. They love arborvitae. I had a friend that had a small apple orchard, and the deer last year came through and ate all of the tips of every single branch because they love that nice, sweet wood that the fruit trees will make. So with a tree like that, could you take one of these bags and tie it directly to the fruit tree, and that will take care of it?
Yes, that's exactly, Paul. Your description of a giant tea bag is a very good one. We actually include plastic ties that you could actually just take on one of the lower limbs that you're talking about and tie this on, and it'll let this odor go in a time-release manner for like set up to 90 days. For larger areas or multiple trees, you can buy multiple packs.
Now, when would you suggest that we attach these two to the plant? Should we wait until New Year's, after Christmas, or should we do it now to get the deer to realize that there's a problem now and don't come back?
Well, as our leaves are turning and our vegetation is starting to die now, deer will start searching for more food sources now. And, when we're talking about the holly bushes and the things that you brought up, which are very, our targets of the deer at those times of year, what I suggest and what we've done here in my personal garden is I like to start putting the granules down on the ground in the fall to let the deer kind of become educated to the fact that there are coyotes present. And then as we get closer to winter where we have to start thinking about snowfall and so forth, that's when I start backing them up with these 90-day packs. So it's normally something that I start, in this area here, and I'm talking about West Virginia, that it's something that we start doing in, say, November, that I've already treated the area and had them acclimated to the fact that they smell coyote urine odor when they're in the vicinity.
And this is something that's totally natural, so they don't have to worry about you putting any chemicals. There's no residue. They're all natural ingredients, so that if you are an organic gardener, this is a way to protect your investment. And I'll tell you, if you have fruit trees, if you have newly planted evergreen trees like arborvitae. I mean, that's like ice cream to a deer. And if you start planting holly, that's like putting marshmallow and sprinkles on it. They just love that stuff. So stop thinking about the possibility of deer coming into your yard. You know what your yard is like. You know that if you have deer movement and you start to see them active right now, use the granules. And then as we get into December and January, then use these bags. So if you use the granules now, when there's no snow on the ground, that will take care of keeping them away until the snow flies. Normally in December, you put the bags on in December. That will take care of January, February, and March. And by the time you get to March, you've got vegetation coming out of the ground and natural food returns, and your property is going to be safe.
That's correct, Paul.
Now, how about a website where people can go to get information about ShakeAway products?
Yeah, people could get more information and even, you know, visit our pages talking about specific problem animals. And that website is www.shake-away.com.
Shake-away.
That's correct. Yeah. shake-away.com.
Okay. And if they're looking for a company where they can buy it, they can find that on the website also?
That's correct. We have a dealer locator, built into our website.
Wonderful. Bruce, thank you so much for joining us this morning and educating our gardeners about controlling the damage done by deer and how to plant bulbs without the rodents eating them before they have a chance to bloom.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts WinterGuard fertilizer and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts WinterGuard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plantone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Hollytone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulbtone from Espoma.
It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hard-working soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison.
We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from New Hampshire with a question about the compost tumbler.
Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Good to talk to you this morning. My question is about the compost. We're up in the Northeast where we've got a lot of snow and freezing weather. Our concern is whether the tumbler will work, still function in the middle of winter. What are your feelings about that?
Well, I live in Kennebunk, which is southern Maine, and it gets cold here. And uh-huh. I'll tell you, I filled it, as we talked about 3 weeks ago, half of it melted. We filled it again to the top yesterday. And I'm going to say that by the middle of October, it's going to be ready. And I'll empty it and dump everything on top of my vegetable garden. And just let it sit there until the spring. And then I will fill it with leaves and pine needles and dead perennials that are still blooming. Like right now, Montauk daisies are all coming into bloom. Mums are in bloom. Cabbage and asters are in bloom. So when this batch is done in mid-October, I will fill it. And by the time you get to April, I'm going to say that it has shrunk by at least 40%. You add some water, you add more vegetation, you keep turning it, and by the time you get ready to plant in May, that compost will be ready for you to use in your garden. See, it's fiberglass ends and a metal center for the drum. And during the winter, it absorbs the heat. So it may freeze at night, but during the day, that heat is absorbed into it, and it does help to break it down. And the freezing and thawing and freezing and thawing does break it down a lot faster. Now, the other thing that you can do is you can go to your local garden center, excuse me, and you can buy packets of what's called compost maker. So once you filled it in middle to late October, you turn it really well, add some granules of this compost maker, which are microbes and bacteria, add some water, turn it over really, really well, and blend it. And until that compost tumbler freezes solid, the microbes are working. And again, it absorbs heat because it's not laying on the ground. There's air all the way around it. And it really does make a big, big difference. And you will get some fresh compost to use in your garden during May with just leaves, dead perennials, pine needles, and plenty of moisture. It will work real well for you. Great question. One more time, we want to tell you about our trip we're planning to the Chelsea Flower Show, May 22nd to May 30th. This is the largest and rated the number one flower show in the world. Not just England, the world. And we are going May 22nd through the 30th. We're going to spend a whole day there. We're going to have time to tour London, and we're going to visit about 8 additional gardens. 2 of them were designed by the Royal Horticultural Society and maintained by them. One of them is Wesley, which is their flagship garden. You'll have time to do other things. We're going to see Stonehenge. We're going to a British garden center and a lot more. So go to my website, paulparent.com. Look over the information. Click and see the different gardens. You can see it right there. We've built links. And if you want some information, call 800-322-9481.